Hello and welcome to The Silver King's War. I'm Michael Sievers, the writer, producer, and creator of this podcast series about my father's Second World War as a B-26 bombardier. Today we are in the transition from the foreplay sequence about the Silver King's War to his war writings called Dearest Ones. The Silver King's War is a podcast series based on my father, Stanley Silverfield, and his writing, known as Dearest Ones, throughout his World War II service in the United States Army Air Corps from January 1943 to October of 1945. The first four seasons in this series about his war include the plays The Silver King, Marauder Men, Serviceman, and Who is Della, each fictional but based on true events. The first three titles are derived initially from Stanley's war moniker, he was the Silver King, then to the aviators who flew the B-26, known as the Marauder Men, and finally from the Temple Emmanuel Congregation newsletter in Birmingham, Alabama, entitled Serviceman. The fourth play, Who is Della, is about Glenn Martin's sister, Della Martin, and her life in a connection to our hero, the Silver King. Now we begin Dearest Ones, which is Stanley's war writing, and we start with season five, called Nashville Letters. Stanley began his Air Corps training at Thompson Lake, Tennessee, where the Army Air Force Classification Center headquarters tested men to see where they would go next. Nashville Letters will follow Stanley's writing through episodes that follow his training and testing. Season 6 will be his writing from Maxwell Field in Montgomery, Alabama, for pre-flight work, and season 7 includes his writing from Lakeland, Florida, and his letters about pilot school. The Silver King's War writing was the basis of the foreplay sequence about his World War II as a B-26 bombardier. The context for Stanley's war and all of the writing is really about his day-to-day storylines. And throughout his series, podcast listeners have been clear in their interest in his letters, the framework of his war, and thus now the development of Dearest Ones. I hope you will enjoy Nashville Letters and every season that follows our hero, Stanley Silverfield, the Silver King. As the King's son, of course, I have marked his career and his life's arc against mine. And as he got on that train in Nashville, he was 19. When I was 19, the Vietnam War was raging, and I was a sophomore at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. During those days, I got a letter from home, and inside it was a photograph from the front page of the Chicago Tribune, with my face circled and the question, "Is this you?" from my folks. Yes, it was me, and thus began a very different part of my life. But I became, like my father, a storyteller, and something that really describes how I went about this work. It was written by a man who I really admire, a man from Baltimore named David Simon, who wrote this. "No, I want to tell you a story, and the characters are going to do what they're supposed to do in the story. And that's the job of the writer. That's the writer's job. That's the storyteller's job. You don't write for anybody but the story, for yourself and for your idea of what the story is. The moment you start thinking about the audience and the audience's expectation, you're lost. You're just lost. So you've got to just put it out of your mind and tell the story that you think you're there to tell. I am here to tell the Silver King story, and it's been a true pleasure to follow our hero. And I thank you for listening to The Silver King's War.